WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Former Bryan High School band director Robert Tal, who was reassigned by central office administrators last month, has submitted his resignation. A district spokesman says Tal's last day is the final day of his contract on June 30th. Tal's forced transfer to a music director instructor position at Mitchell Elementary resulted in the school board holding closed-door conversations with supporters of the former director. The band director and the music instructor's positions are posted as vacancies on the Bryan School District's website. A Saturday afternoon crash on Highway 6 north of the FM 2154 exit north of Navasota resulted in one death, another being hospitalized, and a baby escaping serious injury.
Apparently the driver attempted to steer from a debris in the roadway, reported a partial tire blowout, went into the inside median, lost control, and ended up flipping onto 6.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a passenger in the pickup, 38-year-old Diedrich Junginger, was killed. The driver, 19-year-old Michaela Cruz, is in the hospital, and Morgan says a properly used child seat resulted in little if no injury to 6-month-old Granger Donaldson. All three are from the Bryan area. A Bryan woman has been arrested for driving with a suspended license 9 times in the last 16 months.
The latest arrest for 31-year-old Rebecca Urbano was Friday night when a Bryan policeman stopped her Suburban for having a brake light out. She spent just over 1 hour in jail before posting a $2,000 bond. A Saturday night hit-and-run crash at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road was reported by a tow truck driver who was following the suspect's pickup after the collision and also confronted the suspect. Bryan police caught up to the vehicles on Villa Maria near Forestwood. 28-year-old Maurice Anderson Jr. of Caldwell was still in jail yesterday after he was arrested for the hit and run, driving with an invalid license with previous convictions, and a warrant for a prior charge of possessing drug paraphernalia. Bryan police arrested 3 local men for vehicle burglaries in 2 East Bryan neighborhoods from 3 weeks ago. 19-year-olds Joshua Velasquez and Jeremy Funtner and 20-year-old Joshua Foster are accused of break-ins in the Sienna and Sierra developments. According to the arrest report, officers were given a backpack containing property taken from vehicles parked on Venice Drive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is holding a public meeting Wednesday. Director Daryl Lovelett says they're looking for feedback on the new skate park in Williamson Park.
We're looking at a medium-sized skate park and hopefully get a lot of both skaters and bikers in there to give their input and, you know, other members of the public as far as what they'd like to see.
Lovelett says their consultant from Grindline Skate Parks will discuss the general features, including the design, restrooms, and landscaping. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building in the basement training room. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info today.
Good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperature this afternoon, low 90s, and just some scattered clouds around tonight, low temperature mid-70s. We'll introduce a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Tuesday with, again, a mix of clouds and sun, high temperature, low 90s. It'll be fair at night, 72 to 76. Wednesday, partly sunny, a bit over 90, with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. In a ceremony last week at Camp Lejeune, the Marine Raiders came back. In a brief formal ceremony at its headquarters on Friday, Marine Corps Forces Special Operations Commander momentarily deactivated its 8 subordinate units and reactivated them immediately with new names and new battle colors bearing the Raiders' name. Got a skull on it. I know that's probably insensitive to a lot of people, but, you know, there you go. The renaming comes after nearly a decade of advocacy for the original Raiders and their families, activated from 1942 to 44 for high-stakes island raids and amphibious missions in the Pacific. Raiders are considered to be the original special ops element that fought in World War II. So they get their name back. Good on them. Semper Fi.
Hoorah. Oh, that is a cool logo.
It is. It's got a skull on it, okay?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're not here for fun.
I like that.
So, let's see. Do we want good news about dogs or bad news about dogs?
Well, good. Let's start with the good news.
Okay. Dogs are amazing. We all know that. And for a family in Oklahoma City, they know it even more than ever. The family told police that their St. Bernard, Dory, started whining about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. The owner said that she was kind of pacing around the bed, and Dory refused to calm down and let her owners go back to sleep. It was at that time Jack Demerill, who's the owner, says he even remembers the cats meowing very loud. He got up to check the house and found the stove burners had been left on low, filling the house with natural gas.
Whoa!
Called 911. Firefighters came, aired the house out. Well, obviously the worst-case scenario is that your house could have ended up as a matchbox across the street. But there you go. There's Dory.
That's pretty cool.
It really is. He said, we're very faithful people. We believe in Christ, and we believe that he does a lot in our lives, and we believe that he acted to save our lives through our dog. So there you are. Tell you that to tell you this. Every summer we hear stories about people being attacked by sharks or gators. We had the shark attacks in North Carolina 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
2 weekends ago. And because those stories get a lot of attention and because they're very dramatic, we develop a fear for animals, any animal. And you need to understand that the shark, if you want to break it down, is what they did. Here are the statistics for you. Washington Post put it together. Sharks, alligators, and bears kill 1 American a year, okay? Venomous snakes and lizards kill about 6 people a year. Spiders kill 7 people a year. Cows kill 20 Americans a year, mostly people who work on farms.
And I guess we're not talking about heart attacks either.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
What, from the ice cream that comes from the milk that the cows create? Or
and the burgers and the steaks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And all that other stuff. That's true. dogs. Dogs kill 28 people a year.
Goodness.
Number one, though, sorry, bees, hornets, and wasps. Oh, my.
Yep.
58 Americans, U.S. Americans, every year, mostly anaphylactic shock after this sting.
So we've all seen My Girl.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you must not have.
No. Well,
Macaulay Culkin gets stung by a bunch of bees.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I think my Macaulay Culkin movies ended at that one where he's the little kid.
Home Alone?
That's the one.
That was part of my
probably
comment.
Where it started, too, for most people.
Yeah, my total,
started and ended.
My total knowledge of him is that. Hello?
You know, to be fair, sharks would kill a lot more people if we were trying to milk them.
Can't really argue with that.
Thank you, sir.
Can't really argue with that.
Yeah, basically right. Instead, this is what we're doing. Well, we're not, but one guy is. If you grew up playing milking a shark. all right. If you grew up playing Super Mario Brothers 3 in the early 1990s on your original Nintendo Entertainment System, you don't have to listen to this, Patrick.
Oh.
I've still got mine, of course.
I have mine.
I never owned one. Okay. The 31-year-old Nintendo fan Kjell Nordin from Norway, now lives in Denmark and has spent the last 6 years crocheting one of the world's most iconic maps. That would be the map is the World 1 from Super Mario Brothers 3.
Beautiful.
What is?
His rug throw or
his,
whatever.
His crochet thing.
Yes.
Okay. Where'd you see that?
Reddit.
Okay. Says that the project hasn't taken all my time. It's the greatest thing that I've been able to take on any break. It's the greatest work that I've been able to do when I take any breaks. It is what I have wanted to do. The crocheted Super Mario Brothers 3 blanket measures 7 feet by 6 feet. Said he spent 800 hours crocheting and many hours searching and researching to make sure he got just the correct yarn.
It's impressive.
So is he going to sell it then? I mean, what are you going to
do? Man, 800 hours. There's nothing you could pay him that would make it worth that.
Okay. It'll hang in the Mario Brothers Museum. We don't have one yet, right?
Okay. Well, there will be one soon, though. I bet money there's going to be a video game Hall of Fame somewhere.
Yeah, but Nintendo might buy it.
But it'll be online.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. See it there. Well, if you weren't in Lithuania over the weekend, and you probably weren't, you missed out once again on the annual Goat Beauty Pageant.
Oh, man.
See? I know. You think that you had your priorities in line, but you really, really didn't, because that's where you would have been.
Dadgummit, me doing Father's Day stuff.
I know. The goat has been the official symbol of the village of Ramigala since the 16th century, so every June, locals celebrate by crowning the most glamorous goat in the village. Hundreds turn out to watch the big goat parade. Then 7 goats compete in the beauty contest. Most of them wear clothing or hats.
So what do they do for the talent portion?
I don't know. See, not like a dog. They don't tuck their tail, so you don't know if they're embarrassed or not. I'm not sure what they do for talent. The winner was a real looker named Marcy. The weekend also marks the 645th. Birthday of the village. You know, if there's a picture of a crocheted Mario Brothers world, there's probably a picture of that that goat out there somewhere. Hello? 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 Okay.
I think you got butt dialed.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. European Union foreign ministers meeting today in Brussels have extended sanctions against Russia imposed due to the country's actions in Crimea and eastern Ukraine. The sanctions imposed a year ago consist of asset freezes on some Russian companies and individuals, as well as travel bans against certain officials. Restaurants are struggling to deal with higher egg prices and an inability to get enough eggs in the midst of a shortage brought about by a bird flu virus that's wiped out millions of chickens on commercial farms in the Midwest. Some owners are looking at passing the costs along to egg-eating customers, while others have taken especially eggy dishes off the menu. Italian chocolate group Ferrero has agreed to buy smaller British rival Thornton's in the latest cross-border deal by the maker of Nutella. Ferrero has agreed to pay $177 million in cash for Thornton's. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. Last week, the Dow Industrials added 117. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
With the on-and-off nature of the weather as it's been lately, it's been nice to get some videos on demand, and there have been a bunch of them released. Last week, it was Chappie, Lazarus, Run All Night, Unfinished Business. This week, actually tomorrow, While We're Young, all come out on VOD with Suddenlink.
And with things like Netflix and VOD, you're going to want the fastest internet downloads you can get. You can do that with Suddenlink by taking the speed test challenge. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and discover just how slow what you're using now is and how much faster it could be with speeds up to 150 meg. The minimum is 50 meg. Take the challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com, then get the fastest broadband internet for a price starting at just $35 a month with no contract. They also offer the 30-day money-back we promise guarantee and a lot more. So stop by the Suddenlink store on 29th Street down there by KBTX, or you can visit them online at suddenlink.com. Don't forget, though, the speed test challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com. Do that today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to talk about things going on in the arts. And Rachel's here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. I brought Nicole Cherry from the Marian Anderson String Quartet.
Excellent. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Scott, how are you?
Good. Let's talk. We've had you folks in before. Obviously, Marian Anderson, a great name in music. And,
thank you.
Yeah, lent to this organization. So tell us a little, give us a little history first of the organization.
Well, actually, we just celebrated our 26th anniversary. Can you believe it? I don't look a day over 15.
There you are. I agree.
Anyway,
yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. So we are, we've done a wonderful, we went back to D.C., in fact, where Marian Anderson, you know, actually broke barriers by singing at the Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
So we were really happy to spend our 25th year in D.C. and played at the Smithsonian Institute. So we've done some wonderful things in this past year, but probably one of our treasures is what we're doing here in town with the music school, our community music school, and our Chamber Music Institute.
Well, that's one of the things that's great about the Arts Council is it allows people who might not otherwise be exposed to the arts to maybe have that light bulb come on to say, this is what I want to do. So
absolutely.
Tell me what you do and what age groups you look for and what you present for them.
Well, the Chamber Music Institute is 10 years old this year, so we're celebrating a lot.
Yeah.
And the age ranges are anywhere from 6 years old to 66 years old. So we have young people and a whole point is that they're kind of mixed in together.
Okay.
And the levels are mixed together, and so everybody's inspiring everybody. Everybody feels equal, and they learn teamwork and coordination, cooperation, these kinds of things together.
So now to enter this group, do they need to audition, or how do you do this if you are interested or you have a child who might be interested?
Well, we don't. We do have an audition that's usually in April, but that is not necessarily you get in or you don't. It's about placing you in an appropriate group because each one is placed in a trio, a quintet, a quartet, a sextet, that sort of thing, compatible level, actually mindset. So it's kind of a mini interview, if you will, that
okay.
kind of thing.
Well, we're in the midst of summer. Do you have anything special going on for summer?
Yes, we are right in the smack dab in the middle of the Chamber Music Institute right now. We have these concerts coming up. The next concert is June 26th, and we call that a teacher's legacy, where each group is going to play. It's alumni in the quartet again, Marian Anderson String Quartet, and we're going to play a composer that not only just composed, but also was an avid teacher, like Beethoven, mm-hmm. Haydn. All these great composers actually passed on their legacy. And so as teachers for ourselves and how much we value education, we're bringing back one of our old, I shouldn't say he's old, but he's definitely younger than me, but he's a student now at UT in composition, or just graduated, and he's come to our camp several times, and he's writing us a piece to premiere on June 26th at 6:30. So that's going to be very special. We're going to play his piece after being our student for so long. So.
Right. So next couple of weeks, a couple of shows for you. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, you can find it on our website at www.marianandersonstringquartet.com, or you can call us at 979-246-2162. Again, that's 979-246-2162.
Okay, now obviously you can contact them at the Arts Council. And do that. Thanks for coming in and catching up, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. What else you have for us today?
So the Arts Council is in the middle of our summer camps. We're doing a fine art camp right now, so kids are drawing and painting and sculpting and printing. We have an art lab for girls in the middle of July that we still have a couple of spots open for. If you have a daughter who's interested in arts, maybe some technology, it's a really cool camp. We've got a professor from the A&M Department of Visualization who comes, and they incorporate technology into artwork, whether it's creating musical instruments out of candy or creating headbands and bracelets that light up when you touch them. It's a very cool camp. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at 979-696-2787. And if you're just looking for other artsy things to do, like the Marian Anderson String Quartet concerts, head to the Arts Council's website at our event calendar. We've got 60-plus affiliates. We have all of their information on our website, so there's always something to do. And that's acbv.org/events.
There you go, catching up with the arts on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you. Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. We're talking weight loss. Doctor, obviously people spend hundreds, thousands of dollars and many, many days and hours trying to lose weight. You have a seminar coming up to discuss that.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about what really causes the uncontrollable weight gain. There's many different ways to address that situation and why the dieting and stop dieting and dieting, that yo-yo attack at it, never works. It's actually just a loss of health. So if we can discuss how to regain your health, the weight is just a pleasant side effect as it goes away.
Now, this is something obviously people understand is a problem for them, but there's weight loss surgery that can be done now. Is that discussed?
We do talk about the dangers of weight loss surgery.
Quite often, this is not a disease that's causing this to happen to you. You've just put on weight over years?
Most of it's lifestyle created.
So how much does it cost to attend your seminar on weight loss?
The seminar is absolutely free.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
All right. So if they'd like some more information, what should they do?
Call 268-1162.
Johnson, Performance and Wellness.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's been a lot of press given lately to both prostate health and ED. But as with most products that are manufactured to take advantage of the hype, the majority are foreign-made and fall far below American standards of quality. Now, for the past year, Dr. Steelman has been studying and analyzing the research. Prostamin from the Activate Company is highly researched and a maximum strength supplement that promotes prostate health by helping to shrink the prostate gland and promoting the best flow possible. 90% of the men taking Prostamin reported increased flow, fewer bathroom trips, fewer night wake-ups, and more comfort in urination and better general health. Prostamin is priced at or below any quality supplement in the department stores, and it's a product you can trust. For more information, just go to www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411. I have a question for you folks, then maybe a little surprise. Okay, here's the question. Do you remember JFK? Okay, how about FDR? One more. LBJ. Okay, you got those. Now, how about RMN? JEC? RWR? GHWB? Well, they were all presidents too, you know. So how come you know Kennedy, Johnson, and Roosevelt by their initials, but not Nixon, Bush, Carter, or Reagan? Funny, isn't it, that we would know some by those famous initials, yet not others? And your first thought might be, oh, that probably comes from in the family, you know, how their families referred to them. If you go back and check, and we did, by the way, none of them were ever known by their initials before getting into politics. It was the getting into politics that made the difference. And so the answer now becomes evident, right? It might have been a campaign slogan that did it. After all, it's easier to refer to JFK than John Fitzgerald Kennedy each time. And it's natural to think that the same is true of Lyndon Baines Johnson or Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But if that were the case, then why don't we know George Washington as old GW, or Thomas Jefferson as TJ, or Eisenhower as DDE? Nope, that's not the reason either. So why does getting into politics make a difference? Well, the answer is PICAs. Ever heard of them? Well, PICAs are the unit by which newspapers fill a column width, or what can fit into a single column of a newspaper. In the past, almost all newspapers had 8 columns per page, and the columns were a tight squeeze for a headline. Now, if you were an editor and you had to fit the name Roosevelt, which is 8.5 PICAs long, into one column, you've got a big problem. FDR, however, fits fine. On the other hand, Carter, which only has 6 PICAs, fits like a glove. Same with Reagan or Nixon. But Johnson, which has 7.5 PICAs, nah, can't have it. Gotta be LBJ. Eisenhower was a nightmare, so he became Ike. You don't have to take my word for it. Check it out for yourself if you wish. But it's a little-known fact that we have come to know some of our presidents by their initials and not others, because the political candidates are constantly in the press, and it's the press that shortened them to fit the columns of their newspapers.
Almost every day I get email from someone criticizing me because I said something about drones. They want me to call them UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. But while you drone people keep busy arguing about what to call them, California Senator Dianne Feinstein is busy trying to get government control of them. She wants federal law to govern hobby drones. She wants to know who and where hobbyists are, and she wants them licensed. Now, consider that in the world of scuba diving, there are no government regulations. The scuba industry sets the standards and issues appropriate ratings for hobby divers. In the world of general aviation, how we train pilots to meet the proper standards is in the hand of a coalition of individual flight instructors and committees, not government. Hobby drones are limited to 55 pounds. They fly below 400 feet. They're kept in direct sight of the pilot and safely away from stadiums and crowds. How is licensing anyone going to make us safer? And by the way, do you really think that a terrorist would obey a licensing law? Get the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use this information to get loans or drain your bank and retirement accounts. That's why you should do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. It only takes a few minutes, and if you join right now, you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15NOW. That's 15NOW to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Being a student is great until you're arrested for drugs or DWI. Then your entire education, reputation, and future are at risk. Shane Phelps, a board-certified criminal defense attorney, can guide you through your options and help achieve the best possible outcome. As a former prosecutor, Shane Phelps understands both sides of the law, and that benefits you. Good students do make mistakes. Shane Phelps helps make sure those mistakes don't define your life. ShaneFelpsLaw.com, 775-4100.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Wednesday, the City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is holding a public meeting about the design of the new skate park at Williamson Park. Director Daryl Lovelett says they want feedback not only from skaters and bikers about the design, but also about community members.
Not only will we design the skate park, we are planning on improving some of the amenities in that park also. restroom building, landscaping, lighting, etc.
Lovelett says they will highlight skate park features that were previously discussed and take feedback on features needed in a new design of the 12 to 14,000 square foot footprint. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building in the basement training room. The forced reassignment of the Bryan High School band director has led to his resignation. Robert Towle was removed as director 6 weeks ago before the school year ended and was transferred to Mitchell Elementary as a music instructor. A district spokeswoman says Towle's contract ends June 30th. Applications are being accepted for both positions, according to the district's website employment page. That's among 9 fine arts vacancies in Bryan ISD. The district is also hiring a new band director at Davila Middle School and a theater director at Rudder High School. College Station police were busy Sunday with 9 reported home and vehicle burglaries, 2 of which have been connected to 2 men arrested around 4 that morning. Jamichael Dancy, a 21-year-old from Sealy, and Derek Sewell Jr., a 22-year-old from Columbus, were arrested and both charged with 2 counts of burglary of a habitation and evading arrest. Officers had responded to a report of suspicious activity at the Gateway Apartments on Holloman Drive West. Police questioned the men briefly before they attempted to flee. Investigators were able to find stolen property in their car, which had been seen leaving another apartment complex earlier that night, where 2 more burglaries had been reported. Bryan police hearing gunfire Friday morning led to 2 arrests.
2 officers were north of the municipal golf course looking for suspects from a Crime Stoppers tip when they heard 1 gunshot. According to the arrest report, the suspect's car was pulled over in the parking lot of St. Michael's Episcopal School. After seeing an open can of beer and a nearly empty pint bottle of cognac, the car was searched. Officers found a KFC bag containing a 9mm handgun. 51-year-old Kevin Powell of Bryan was arrested for possessing the gun as a convicted felon. Driver of the car, 24-year-old Tammy Sanders, was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and on warrants from 6 other cases, 5 of them for driving offenses and the other for misdemeanor theft. Saturday, during the noon hour, a Bryan policeman shattered the driver's side window of an SUV in an attempt to keep the driver from pulling away. This is after officers responded to a civil dispute on Cole Street, south of Federal Park. According to the arrest report, a 2-year-old was in the SUV as the driver took off. He stopped 5 blocks later at Waco and Dansby. 27-year-old Marcus Wilson was arrested for DWI with an underage passenger, driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, and evading and resisting arrest. Also from Bryan Police comes word of 3 arrests from vehicle burglaries 3 weeks ago in the Sierra and Siena development. That's east of the freeway between Old Reliance and FM 1179. 20-year-old Joshua Foster and 19-year-olds Jeremy Funtner and Joshua Velasquez all spent less than 2 hours in jail before being released on bond. According to the arrest report, officers received statements from witnesses who confronted the men, and investigators used surveillance video that led to Foster handing over a backpack containing stolen property. Bryan Police Department's neighborhood enforcement teams have been working on recent cases of graffiti and criminal mischief that include someone shooting out vehicle windows with a BB or pellet gun Thursday at 5 locations in an area bordered by the South City Limits, Briarcrest, Texas, and the freeway. Losses to each victim range from $200 to $500. 4 more incidents in other parts of town were reported on Friday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
3 people from the Bryan area were involved in a rollover crash Saturday afternoon on Highway 6 north of the FM 2154 exit north of Navasota. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a passenger in the pickup, 6-month-old Granger Donaldson, escaped serious injury.
And the 6-month baby was in the child seat. And properly, you know, not only having a child seat, but apparently they had it properly secured, you know, because of that. I'd say if any injuries at all, appear to be minor on the 6-month.
Another passenger, 38-year-old Diedrich Junginger, was killed. The driver, 19-year-old Michaela Cruz, was hospitalized. Morgan says investigators were told Cruz was driving a pickup when she swerved in an attempt to avoid hitting debris and a tire blew, causing the truck to roll. Authorities are still looking for the source of an oil seepage that has forced the closure of about 200 yards of beach on the Bolivar Peninsula near Galveston. Officials have no reports of wildlife being harmed. The seepage was discovered on Friday, and since then a trench has been dug and has collected about 100 gallons of oil. Samples have been taken to compare it to nearby oil and gas facilities in the area, which some of which date back to the 1970s. WTAW News time is 8:38. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have four wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of the eighth grade, is also into basketball. And two girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
Good morning. It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperature this afternoon, low 90s, and just some scattered clouds around tonight, low temperature mid-70s. We'll introduce a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Tuesday with, again, a mix of clouds and sun, high temperature, low 90s. It'll be fair at night, 72 to 76. Wednesday, partly sunny, a bit over 90, with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Harris County Sheriff's Office deputy fatally shot a man armed with a power drill who came toward the officer at an apartment near Cypress Station Drive on Sunday. The deputy said, a spokesperson for the Sheriff's Office said, the deputies responded to a call in North Harris County about a disturbance. Sunday afternoon, they entered a residence. Deputies found a 49-year-old man acting belligerent and continued to threaten them with the saw, with the drill.
Wow. Okay.
The AP reports the man was suicidal.
Ah, okay.
And the officer was cornered with nowhere to retreat and fired the one shot.
Done and done. Jurassic World, still number one for a second week in a row. Can we say stomping the competition or devouring the competition, whatever? Passing the $400 million mark in 8 days.
Wow.
In fact, Jurassic World is about to become the fastest film to ever cross the $1 billion mark at the global box office. Should do that sometime today.
And what'd they spend to make it? Do we know?
$150.
Oh, man.
ROI.
That's pretty good ROI.
Pretty good ROI. That'll be 13 days to $1 billion. It took the previous winner, Furious 7, 17 days to get there. So anyway, and as far as second weekends go, Jurassic is the second film behind The Avengers in terms of the most money made its second weekend of release. Avengers did $103 million. Jurassic World did $102 million. Then Avengers Age of Ultron did $77 million. Of all the, and then, you know, they've all got all those stories, and that's fine. Kind of an interesting little side note to this money thing. Inside Out had the highest opening weekend ever for a totally original movie, not based on anything else or a sequel.
It's really cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, you know, we talked about that last week when after I dismissed you, and and they had listed all the Pixar films, and that one had not even been released yet, and it came in at number 7. So that's and when it comes to Pixar films, of course, Toy Story 3 has done over $1 billion. So we'll see what happens here.
It's clever, it's fun, and Lewis Black just makes me smile when he's angry. And he's angry through the whole movie.
That's yeah. What's interesting is it was the first of 15 Pixar movies not to open at number one. So that'll be a trivia question.
Wow.
Which is interesting, though. But again, highest opening weekend ever for a totally original movie not based on anything else or a sequel, which is promising, you know? That's kind of promising. Make you feel better.
Maybe not an original movie, but they're doing it to revamp their inner space feature.
Yeah, that's, well, of course.
You speculated that, is it?
Uh-huh. Follow the money. Yeah, follow
that's
gotta the
be
money.
What it's about, yeah.
Okay, I guess we've made just about all the movies we should, because now they're going to make a movie based on Kojak.
Kojak, bang, bang.
The Telly Savalas
Who loves
TV
you, baby?
Show. Yeah, you know, Vin Diesel will star.
Hmm.
And see, he has to have a bald head because Telly Savalas was bald when he played it, right?
Yep.
So that, I mean, makes perfect sense. So that's what you'll have to do. Again, I guess we've used them all up. So. Okay, sorry you working stiffs, the secret's out. We know you aren't actually slaving away 9 to 5. A survey from CareerBuilder.com reveals it's 52% of us waste valuable work time texting and checking our cell phones. 44% of us blame the internet for the time suckage. Over a third point to the finger at good old-fashioned office gossip that's keeping them from getting their work done. Then there comes social media. Then comes email.
Yeah, so. But there's a give and take, because how many of us check our emails outside of work, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some employees use company time to do weird things. The most memorable responses included Googling cute kitties, sipping vodka, watching Netflix, and flying drones. Flying drones?
While sipping vodka, a bad idea.
Yeah. Now, Netflix doesn't have anything short, do they? I mean, all their stuff
short?
Is like 30 minutes, isn't
no,
it?
No, I mean, they have TED Talks on there. Some of
those
are
Oh, that's
are
right. They yeah. do. That's true. They do. That's it. So, so if you need some ideas to become more productive, Chief Human Resource Officer Rosemary Hefner supports the idea of scheduling play breaks. Surround yourself with productive people, make yourself accountable, and get going for a short walk to break things up. Of course, if Rosemary's not working at your company, you probably can't do those things without permission. I'm
True.
Just saying. Yeah. So, did you boys watch True Detective last night?
No.
No. I intend to.
I do, too.
As soon as Apple makes it possible. HBO. Apple just get first dibs.
The critics have seen the first four, and they say it's a little bit heavy. It's a little bit heavy. And I was talking to one of my kiddos about this ahead of time, because he had not watched it. I put him onto it, and he really liked it. And he said the reviews that the critics had talked about have you boys seen it?
I saw the first one.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Kevin, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. The Woody Harrelson character tends to end up giving some comic relief.
Yeah.
And that is what is apparently missing here.
Oh, okay.
And what I said to him was Justified. If you watch Justified is a violent show in some ways, and it has a heavy story, but there was enough relief in there that the audience gets to... You know, they get to relieve. They get to relieve themselves. They get to have. I don't mean that. I misspoke. I Rick Perry.
That was a lot more funny that
yeah,
way.
I Rick Perry. But what happens is you get a little tension release there, mm-hmm. because you can't stay amped up the entire time. And I don't know. I never watched Breaking Bad, but I assume in there someplace there had to be some things where you have to break the tension. It can't go all the time. So. Maybe that's written into the back part of the show, but through the first four episodes, they said that's probably the problem right now. A little too intense.
Breaking Bad did have some levity in it.
Yeah, and again, True Detective got pretty intense. I mean, it was pretty dark stuff in
yes,
some places.
Yes, it was.
But they did find some lightened up areas in mm-hmm. there, so maybe they'll do that. All right, so 648. It's 648. 648 in California. It's 848 here. Yeah.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, It's personal.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit, the new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by Lane Lampley of the Catalina Cowgirls.
I am actually in my second year here as a Catalina Cowgirl. It's a really fast-paced team, so we do mounted precision drill team, and we do things like the death crops, where you've got girls coming in from each corner of the arena at a run on the horses, and they're all crossing in the middle. We do reverse wagon wheels, so there's all kinds of excitement. Girls weaving in and out of each other, horses, flags, everything. Lots of sparkle, lots of dirt. It's fun. And I'm here to tell you guys about the 44th annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo. A lot of fun, a great event. It starts on Thursday, June 25th. It'll run through Saturday, June 27th, and then each night it's starting at 7:30. So you can buy tickets ahead of time. Adults are $10. Ages 12 and under are $8. And then 2 years and under are free to enter. You can find a lot of information about it on the website at prcarodeobrian.com. Thursday night we've got basically a bull buck out, and so it'll be a lot of fun. We've got bull riding, bull fighting, and then Friday and Saturday night are both regular PRCA rodeo events. So they've got everything from the barrel racing to roping events, bronc riding, bull riding, and then we've got some special events, and the Catalina Cowgirls will be performing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And then on Friday morning, we're actually doing something pretty neat that we've been doing the past few years, and it's the Cowpokes Rodeo. It's a special needs rodeo where anyone with special needs can get involved, and we've got pony rides. There's calf roping where they can rope a calf head that's on the hay, and they've got barrel racing, face painting, all kinds of fun stuff, fun games. There's usually some food out there, and you can RSVP to be a part of the Cowpokes Rodeo. It's to Michaela Muck. Her phone number is 281-794-1442, or you can email her at michaela.muck@gmail.com. So that's also a really, really fun event that we get to be a part of. The Catalina Cowgirls will be there dressed out and helping and having fun. And the price for the Cowpokes Rodeo is actually free, so we really need to have people RSVP for that. We can have a volunteer for each person who is attending. It should be a lot of fun. I think we usually have a pretty good turnout. A lot of people enjoy coming to watch the Catalina Cowgirls perform. We've got some people who will come from different towns, cities, even states, and they say that they came just to see the Catalina Cowgirls, and it's a lot of fun. Plus, the rodeo in itself is just a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, a lot of friends, family, everything.
To find out more about the rodeo, visit prcarodeobrian.com. For more information on the Cowpokes Rodeo or the Catalina Cowgirls, visit catalinacowgirls.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today. 877-973-7088 or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Despite his demotion in cable news, to cable news, Brian Williams still going to make close to $10 million a year, according to The Wrap, which quotes an NBC insider, is saying he'll be making between 8 and 10, despite the fact that it's a cable news outlet.
That's a heck of a pay cut.
Yeah. Again, do we care? Are we going to see him again? Whatever happened to you? If they'll rebroadcast it on YouTube, I guess that probably would help a little bit, wouldn't it? Whatever. Why airlines want us to lose weight? We'll save that for tomorrow. Oh, the Van Halen people aren't getting along again.
Oh, I saw that.
Eddie is saying David Lee is, he says, David Lee Roth, his perception of himself is different than who he is in reality. We're not in our 20s anymore. We're in our 60s. Act like you're 60. I stopped coloring my hair because I know I'm not going to be young again. David Lee Roth just looks creepy.
Yes.
Yeah. He looks like a skinny old man who's, again, trying to act like a kid. Not saying that Eddie's wrong. But he apparently ripped the bass player, too, saying that he didn't know how to sing, and every time before they went on tour, he had to come over to Eddie's house so Eddie could teach him how to play again.
And Sammy Hagar responded very quickly.
Well, he hired the guy, though, too, to his band.
Right.
So, there. All right, there's our rock and roll segment for this quarter.
Quality of life is important to us all. If you're juggling the demands of your life and career and looking after your elderly parents, quality of life can be a real balancing act. Kara Jen asks you, has your relationship with your parents changed? Are you concerned about their nutrition? Are they socially withdrawn? Do you want to go back to being a son or daughter instead of a caregiver? If this sounds like your situation, call the local leaders in active senior living. Kara Jen, 731-1300.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus identity theft protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Nobody's bigger than Apple. Nobody's stronger than Apple, except maybe Taylor Swift?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
T-Swizzle coming big.
She appears to have prompted a policy change at Apple after threatening to withhold her album 1989 from the company's streaming music service over royalty payments.
17 hours from when she penned the open letter on Tumblr, Apple changed their line.
Well, you know,
the premise is that there's a 3 week or 3 month free period, free trial, and they were not going to pay the artists during those free 3 months.
Okay,
because they weren't getting any money.
Sure,
well, they've changed. And I, one of the best comments I saw was from a father who said, if you think Taylor Swift doesn't have power, she could say, stab your father in the eye, and my daughter would look at me and say, you better sleep with one eye open.
Wow.
So that I can stab it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and that's interesting. I mean, awfully young to have that much influence, and does, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Apple got it. They understood. They know where they're...